Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Every year, the Microsoft Imagine Cup challenges students all over the world to solve the world's toughest problems with technology. This year's New Zealand winner is the four-man Team One Beep from Auckland University. They've created a way for data to be transmitted via the Common or Garden Radio. What problem does that solve? Team member Vinny Jeet is here to explain. Well, Vinny, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, we should maybe explain what the technology is to listeners. Sending data via the FM radio band isn't new in itself, is it? Anyone who's got RDS in their car uses that, don't they?
Well, the thing with RDS is it's hardware dependent. You need a hardware at the transmission end and hardware, special hardware at the receiving end. And RDS uses a very small bandwidth of the FM carrier signal. What we do is we have created a fully software-based solution, so you don't need any hardware, and it uses the full spectrum, so we can use all the frequencies, and throughput of the data we can send through is quite high.
And it's specifically targeted for developing countries,
developing
where it may
countries.
Not be the kind of mobile networks that we enjoy.
No, it won't be. The thing with a majority of the countries, why we targeted radio is because AM radio is everywhere. You know, even in third world countries and developing nations, what they do is they use AM radio as the main source of information. So AM radio is available everywhere. So our aim was to use current infrastructure, because majority of what happens is people come up with solutions, but they are not implemented because the governments have to put initiative into it. Now, in this scenario, the government already has got the infrastructure. All they need to do is send the file.
And it's also specifically targeted to the one laptop per child device, or OLPC. Tell us a wee bit about that.
OLPC and Intel's Classmate PC. These are two organizations who have deployed over around 3.2 million laptops in total to developing nations. These are cheap laptops with the purpose of educating the children in these nations. With majority of the laptop, the problems arises is after they're deployed. Because once you send the laptops out, the children are basically stuck with what's on the laptop. Now, the cause and what they're doing is fabulous. You know, just to get somebody, these children, education and to a certain level where they understand basic of IT is awesome. But we need to get connection to these laptops. And that's where our idea comes in.
So how will it work? Once this is in place, how, you know, give us a scenario in which it would be useful.
So scenario which we basically use to explain is like the government in Rwanda. Rwanda, the capital Kigali, and there's a city called Ramagana. It's a few hundred kilometers in the terrain, and to get there is not very easy. So what the government usually does is it prints information out, education content, health information, HIV information, malaria, and sends it via trucks and other means to the villages all around the country. So what our idea enables them is to create, take any text file, and now we're at a point where we can transmit software. So we take any file, digital file, convert it, put it into a software, convert it into sound. The software does all of that for them. Now you give the sound file to any broadcaster, AM, FM, HF, VHF, and they can play the sound file. And in the villages, all they need is an old radio. You know, it doesn't have to be state-of-the-art new technology. Any radio will do, as long as it got a headphone jack. And since 1970s, we were looking at all the radios, and they all have had headphone jacks in them. So all they need to do is plug the radio into the microphone input of the laptops, which is already there, tune into the right frequency, and begins.
What does it sound like? Does it sound like an old modem connecting?
Yes, it does sound like that.
That was going to be my question. So, yeah.
Because that's where the people ask, where does the name One Beep come from?
Yeah.
Well, when we started, none of us have got background in radio engineering. So the transmission rate was quite slow. So you could actually hear it beep, beep, beep. It was slow. But now that over the period of 6 months, we have done our research and we've made it like almost 150 times faster than it originally was. And now it sounds like static.
And I remember back in the old days, you wanted to load a game off a tape. You had to press play on tape and you'd go around to your friend's place an hour later and hope that it worked. Yeah. How long does it take to transmit these things? And is there software, does the software allow for dropouts and so forth?
Yeah. So the highest priority for us when we were developing was data integrity. Because if a kid who does not have access to books previously is getting one book a day, that's a big thing for them. You know, they don't need YouTube browsing speeds. So we are getting currently transmission speeds that you can send one full page of text in less than 20 seconds. So maybe a book in 5 to 10 minutes.
So it's faster than a fax.
Yeah, it is faster. It is almost up to dial-up speeds. But we can increase the speed further, but majority of the bandwidth is taken by data correction, error correction bits. We have incorporated a lot of our old algorithms to keep data integrity very high. So even if some data bits are lost, we can reconstruct them and stuff.
What was the hard part?
All of it was the hard part. But I think the most difficult part was to get data integrity. Because with the help of Radio Network New Zealand, we did a trial. So we transmitted a data file from Auckland and we drove down to Taumarunui and we received it on the AM radio there. And that test, to get to that level, took us almost 4 months. Because every time we used to transmit, there used to be some characters missing. And because with sound, our brain reconstructs even if this data is lost. You know, we can still understand what the person is saying, but not with text. Even if you lose A, B, C, D's, it won't make sense to the kid what the data is about. So that was the hardest part, to keep the data integrity.
And the software that you've created for this, is it open source, is it?
Yes. It will be released open source. We have not released it yet because once the competition is finished, we want to do it all after that. So we have kept it to ourselves till the competition finishes, and then we'll release it.
Has anything like this been done? I mean, we talked about the RDS at the start. Has this been done before? Because it does seem amazing that you've got an idea that, you know, in this day and age, no one's thought of.
One of the reasons why no one thought of it is too simple to think about. You know, just to think that you can plug the radio in and receive books.
So they needed a truly simple brain to be able to.
Yeah. Right? And another thing being, these laptops weren't there a long time ago. Maybe this the big number has been deployed in the last 2 to 3 years. You know, and they plan to deploy, OLPC plans to deploy 30 million in the next 5 years.
I presume that they can only have applications for this. You couldn't use it around town, for example, for other things because there'd be no privacy, because anyone can pick it up. Is that correct?
That's correct. But that's one of the things. We can incorporate security in it, but we don't want to because we want to keep the information open source. So anybody can plug into the, you know, it doesn't have to be laptops. Like we were talking to this person. He's leaving his job and he's opening up a school for 2 years in Nigeria. So he's got together with his friends and stuff, and they have collected 200 desktop computers, which are of no use to us from the early 90s. And they can do basic reading, and paint, word. So they can teach kids basic skills. And they are still in areas where there is no internet. So they can plug into the server and receive information.
How far out can it go? I mean, obviously shortwave can transmit a long distance. Yes.
FM would be within the city, maybe outside. But our solution, I think the best thing would be use AM. Because AM can transmit almost throughout the countries.
What sort of distance?
Well, like there's a transmitter in Wellington in New Zealand that can transmit almost throughout the whole North Island and half of South Island. And that's a reasonable distance to think about. In Rwanda, from Kigali, you can transmit to almost 80% of the country. That's how powerful transmit. And another thing being, if you can't transmit directly, you can transmit to another station which can forward it on through. So the network is quite strong.
Now, speaking of the competition, you came tops in the Imagine Cup in New Zealand. This coming week, you're off to Poland for the finals. Tell us a bit about that.
The Microsoft Imagine Cup finals, 300,000 students took part this year, and I think about 220 make it to the world finals. 122 countries, and after 1 day of competition, 12 will be left.
I went to the Imagine Cup in Korea a couple of years ago. Some of those presentations are pretty swish. Have you been working on your presentation?
We've worked very hard on our presentation. Before the national finals, I don't think we had sleep for 2 days.
Is it this? I mean, do you think again that it's the simplicity of your idea that will be your strength in this competition?
I think so. Because once people think, as you pointed out, once people think about it and think that, why hasn't this been done? You know, that's the response we always get. So that means people understand the simplicity and they understand the impact it can have.
I found one flaw in our discussion, one flaw in your concept so far, mm-hmm. That you might want to address. You say that you plug the headphones into the laptop. Mm. You're going to need those cords, aren't you?
Yeah,
those are the cords that always go missing. And
you can never
there's no Dick Smith just down the road in Rwanda, is there?
There isn't.
Is there a solution for that at the moment to get 3.2 million cords out there?
The thing with these laptops is, the laptops have connectivity between them, so only one laptop needs to receive it.
Right.
So all of these laptops can talk to each other. So if the teacher's laptop receives it, that's it. So you need, and the thing that OLPC does is it deploys in clusters. So it's not that a school have 10 and another school has 10. It will deploy 5,000 laptops within the same region.
Right.
So these laptops are quite close.
Fantastic.
Now, I have to say, you're so dedicated and so hardworking and so onto it. I have to ask, are you going to have any fun when you go to Europe?
Oh, yes. We're definitely going to have fun. Because there are four members in the team and three of us have never been to Poland. Or, well, Europe in that case. So after the competition finishes, you're going to go to Rome and Paris.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, look, all the best. I hope you have a fantastic let us know how you went on.
Oh, definitely.
Manijit from Team One Beat there. And as we said, best of luck to them. That's our show for this week. If you'd like to hear anything that was in this show or in past shows, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Russell Brown.
I've been Damien Christie. Thanks, New Zealand On Air.